Hello, welcome to the Church of St. Probus and St. Grace. This audio tour will take you around our church and highlight the many areas of historic interest. A church was founded on this site by King Athelstan around AD 930, and it was mentioned in the Domesday Book. The present church building dates from around 1450, with the later Tudor Tower being started in around 1523. It is the tallest parish church tower in Cornwall and is made from granite obtained from nearby St. Stephen in Brannel. Before you move away from the welcome area, have a look at the old parish stocks kept underneath the table, which would have been used to punish and humiliate offenders in the past. Moving away towards the front of the church, you pass the first of our 11 beautiful stained glass windows. This first one has three lights, each depicting Christ as a boy, with the words, "Blessed are the dead which are in the Lord, even so saith the Spirit." Underneath is an inscription dedicated to Richard Andrews, who died aged 14 in 1858. Looking upwards, notice that the roof has the original Cornish wagon style, whereas the rest of the church has the perpendicular Gothic style, which creates a lofty appearance. Move towards the front of the church. Before you enter the Lady Chapel, notice to the right the carved wooden pulpit. We believe that it is Victorian, and the panel on the front shows Christ, surrounded by the 12 disciples with a child at his feet. As you now enter the Lady Chapel, look up, and you'll see the chandelier, which still has candles in place. Look to the left, where you will see a small flight of stairs behind a metal grilled door. They lead to a doorway, which used to open onto the top of the original wooden screen, which had a walkway across the top. On the wall to the left, you can see a four-light window with representations of Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. The dedication is to William Stackhouse, who lived locally and was once a vicar in Devon. He died in 1861, aged 88, and the window was erected by his daughters. Below are the arms of the Stackhouse family, and on the extreme right, those of the Rashleys of Foy, with the Cornish chough and two crescents. Moving towards the altar, we can see the large east window with five lights, made in 1904. In the centre light is the figure of Mary, with Jesus in her arms, and standing amidst a group of lilies. On a scroll above her head are the words, "Beata Maria Virge," which is Latin for Blessed Virgin Mary. The other four figures, starting from the left, are St. Grace, followed by St. Paul, who is depicted preaching in Athens. Next is St. Peter receiving the charge of Jesus, and lastly St. Probus, the first and fourth being those to whom the church is dedicated. Beneath the figure of Mary is the subject of Annunciation. The eight small windows depict Cornish saints, and the small pictures at the top are also of Cornish saints. Retracing our steps back into the main body of the church, we turn left and stand in front of the chancel screen, behind which is the altar. On the lower part of the chancel screen is written the words, "Jesus, hear us thy people and send us grace and good for air." The gates in the middle of the screen that you now go through are Victorian, as is all the mosaic work in the choir area and sanctuary. Above your head, the ceiling is covered in painted cloth. Unfortunately, the smoke from candles and oil lamps over many years has made much of the paintings difficult to see. You can make out the inscription along the sides, which is the same as that on the screen. "Jesu, us thy people here, send us grace and good for ear." But most of the painted symbols are too discoloured to identify. Behind the altar is a mosaic, Reredos, showing Christ's crucifixion. To the left are symbols of St. Matthew and St. Mark. To the right, those of St. Luke and St. John. Low down to the left of the altar is a small door called a reliquary, which is a box in which sacred objects are kept. The door is made from an old pew end, and within are two human skulls, one male and one female. They were found in 1851 under the floor beneath the high altar during restoration work. Tradition says that they are the skulls of St. Probus and St. Grace. In the corner to the right of the altar is a piscina, which is a small stone sink with a drain, used to wash the items used during communion. This piscina is Norman and is believed to be the oldest item within the church, at over 1,000 years old. In the five-light window above the altar is a shield, with words in Latin describing the Holy Trinity. The central figure is Christ ascending into heaven, and on his left is shown St. John, looking after Mary, as he had been commanded to do. Lower down, the words, "This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. Be not faithless, but believing. Go ye and teach all nations." Now turn and go through the doorway to the right and enter the organ room. This is next to the vestry, which is not open to visitors. The organ was installed in 1844. Prior to the organ being placed here, the vault of the Hawkins family of Trewithen was located at this spot. The marble memorial high on the wall to the left of the organ, above the vestry, is to Thomas Hawkins, MP, who died in 1766. The window on the east wall of the vestry depicts four Old Testament prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, and is in memory of Richard Blackmore. He was headmaster of Probus School for 31 years and died in 1899, aged 63. Leaving the organ room through the half door with red curtains, head towards the back of the church. Under the red carpet in the aisle is a 1514 brass in memory of John Wolverdon and his wife Cecilia, who lived in Golden Manor. Below it, where the brass inlays are missing, would have been the family coat of arms and the figures of their children. The diamond-shaped board on the wall to your left is called a hatchment, and it commemorates John Hawkins of Trewithen. One half shows the fleur-de-lis of the Hawkins coat of arms, and the other the coat of arms of his wife. The family motto, "Servare modum," maintain your standards, is written underneath. The next window we come to depicts Christ in the centre with a lamb. On his left is Moses with the commandments, and on the other side is David with a harp. The bass line reads, "To the glory of God and in memory of William Trithewey of Tregoose, Probus, who departed this life November 27th, 1891, aged 70 years. This window was placed here by the tenantry and a few friends connected with the Trewithen estate, of which he was a faithful steward for over 20 years, 1871 to 1891. The next window depicts the young Christ preaching in the temple, with Mary on the right and Joseph looking in wonder at what they have just found. Under the words, "They found him in the temple," the inscription reads, "In honoured memory of Henry Edwin Hansombody, M.A. Oxon, Master and Headmaster of Probus School, 1875 to 1930. Above the south door is a board showing the royal coat of arms. These were usually erected to commemorate the restoration of the monarchy in 1661, but this is one of only three such boards in Cornwall which celebrate the accession of James I in 1685. The letters IR at the top are the Latin abbreviations for King James, which is Iachimus Rex. The next window has quotations from the Sermon on the Mount and is dedicated to Nathaniel R. Scott Howards, March 1847, aged 29, Robert Lampen, August 18th, 1849, aged 59, James Cornish, September 10th, 1849, aged 55, in One Blessed Hope and Communion. Turning to the back of the church, the three-like window on the west wall shows two medieval symbols at the top and the inscription, "Buried with him in baptism." It is dedicated to Elizabeth Lampen, a beloved mother, fell asleep in Christ, January 9th, 1859, aged 71. The large board below the window identifies all those who paid for the extensive rebuilding of the church in 1851 and how the funding was raised. Carrying on to our right, the font was installed in the 1840s in memory of Sarah, the wife of the same William Stackhouse mentioned earlier. Carved around it are floral bosses, interspersed with part of the Rashleigh coat of arms, a cross, an anchor, two fish, and a dove descending, the dove being a symbol associated with the baptism of Jesus. Looking towards the tower window, you can see the doors to the room at the base of the tower. They are made from old wooden panels, with some appearing to be tops of old pew ends, and others are cut down worn foliage panels. Tradition says that the letters A, B, C, D, E on the doors were to help children learn their letters, as this room had previously been used as a schoolroom. To the right of the tower doors, you can see the small door that leads up to the top of the tower. There are 123 steps to the top, and the public are able to ascend on Ascension Day each year. The four-light tower window depicts the four evangelists again. A board under it, running the full length of the window, has the inscription, "The clergy of the neighbourhood, to the memory of their departed brother Robert Lampen, vicar of this parish, Anno Domini, 1851. The next window we see is also in memory of Robert Lampen, and was erected in 1853. In the design are shown a number of symbols, and at the top appear the words, "Gloria in excelsis, Deo et in terra pax," which means "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace." Moving back towards our starting point, you will see above the north door two wooden boards. The one on the left is a charity board, listing a number of people who made donations to the church in the early 20th century. These include Richard Tridenham, whose legacy continues to this day to make a significant annual contribution to the church's finances. On the other board is written a copy of the letter sent by King Charles II to each church and chapel in Cornwall, thanking them for their support during the Civil War. The treaty which ended the Civil War in 1651 was signed just a few miles away on the bridge at Tresillian. Notice the old alms box to the right side of the door, which is still used today for cash donations. This brings us back to our starting point. Thank you for visiting our church, and we hope you've found it interesting.